biologists are warning that tiny microbial organisms are being moved around the planet at an unprecedented rate and on an unprecedented scale, and they're warning the usually unseen ecosystems will get out of balance. Will bacteria in our oceans prove to be a matter of life and death? David Cody reports.
Microorganisms are all around us, on our skin, in the soil and in our oceans. But scientists are warning that ignoring these unseen living things is not an option. Michael Gillings is Professor of Biological Sciences at Macquarie University.
We think that by transporting bacteria around the world, we're probably changing the way that nutrient cycling works. And even though we don't see this on a day-to-day basis, it's likely to affect really important cycles in the planet's atmosphere and nutrients, things like nitrogen, phosphorus, oxygen, on which all life depends.
He's worked with a team of scientists from China, France, Britain and Spain for a paper published in the journal Science. It warns that just as introduced plants and animals can become pests, so too can introduced microorganisms. The microbes are being transported vast distances. Many hitch a ride in the ballast water that ships take from port to port.
And this transports enormous numbers of microorganisms. There's 100 million tonnes of water released from ships just in US ports alone every year.
An international convention for the control and management of ships' water ballast came into force last week. Angela Gillam is the Deputy Chief Executive of Maritime Industry Australia.
Not only do these treatment systems have to demonstrate that the organisms have all been killed, but they also have to demonstrate that there isn't a polluting amount of chemicals on discharge.
She says the industry takes environmental issues seriously and is also trying to mitigate so-called biofouling, where organisms latch on to the hull.
There is a certain amount of reactivity, a certain amount of catch-up once it's been established that there is an issue. There's a lot of work to do, particularly when you're talking about international conventions. You need to get buy-in from a huge number of countries.
But shipping is not the only way microorganisms are moving around the planet. Michael Gillings explains microbes are also on the move in human and animal excrement and in soil and rocks.
We see nature documentaries and lots of wildebeest and elephants and giraffes on the plains of Africa, and we're lulled into this false sense that the world is still a really wild place. But in fact, that's not the case. Humans and the animals that humans eat, sheep, goats, cows, pigs, and chickens, now weigh 35 times as much as all of the wild mammals on the planet.
What does all this mean? A world enriched by the microorganisms in the gut of just a few species.
The prediction I make for the future is that it's going to be much less predictable than it is now.
The researchers are calling for urgent action to monitor and model the changes being made to the microbial world. They also want improved wastewater and manure treatment to reduce the spread of microbes.
David Cody reporting.